Castle Rubles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Let's talk about fitness apps. For those of you who need motivation to exercise, you can find smartphone apps for cycling, yoga, and lots of activities in between. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. All you need is an internet connection and a smartphone or computer. Some apps also come with a virtual trainer you can chat with remotely. If you're new to online training, do a little research to find which program might work best for you. Studies show even short bouts of frequent exercise might lower body fat and boost aerobic fitness. There's also some evidence that 6 minutes of exercise before a meal may help people with insulin resistance and control blood sugar. Examples include biking as hard as you can for 60 seconds, walking fast upstairs for 60 seconds, or doing body weight exercises for 60 seconds. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author and adventurer and instructor, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority to finalize approval of sustainability fee. Sheriff's Office rescue hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 63 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's next regular meeting will be this afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Action items on this meeting's agenda pertain to the groundwater sustainability fees to be placed on the county tax roll. One item continues reviewing appeals regarding the landowner fees, which are disputes in the calculated amount of groundwater consumption. The other two items formally adopt the schedule of groundwater sustainability fees and a request for the County of San Luis Obispo to collect the fees through the secured property tax roll. The fee was calculated to be $22.90 per acre foot of consumptive groundwater use. You can attend the meeting this afternoon in person or watch online. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a multifamily residential structure fire yesterday morning. The fire is located at a two-story apartment at 5470 Robles Avenue at about 10:07 a.m. The fire department says the exterior balcony of the second story was actively involved in the fire and that the flames had progressed into the attic. Firefighters determined that the attic contained extensive, well-established damage. Lower levels sustained smoke and water damage. All four units of the apartment were rendered uninhabitable, displacing seven occupants. The fire was fully knocked down about 28 minutes after dispatch at 10:35 a.m. Crews remained on the scene for approximately 2 hours, completing extensive overhaul operations. Sheriff's Office rescues hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The County Sheriff's Office released details of a successful search and rescue operation that occurred on Friday, July 17th. According to a release from the Sheriff's Office yesterday, a hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park had gone on a solo hike in the area, visiting family on the Central Coast. He contacted a family member to report he was lost during the hike and that his cell phone battery was nearly depleted. The Sheriff's Office quickly launched a coordinated air and ground search of the area's trail system. About an hour after search operations began, the hiker was located. He was found to be cold and disoriented, but otherwise uninjured. The Sheriff's Office reminds anyone planning to hike a few simple steps of precaution before heading out onto the trail. Always let someone know where you are going and when you expect to return. Carry a fully charged cell phone with a portable battery pack. Bring plenty of water and avoid hiking alone whenever possible. For the Mid-State Fair today, the Beef Breeding Show starts at 8 a.m. at the Paso Robles Pavilion. The Ladies Open Breakaway starts at 8:30 a.m. at the Hearst Equestrian Center. The fair opens at 4 p.m. today. Shuttle services to the fair are available from the Albertsons Shopping Center, City Hall at 10th and Spring Street, and the Lowe's Shopping Center. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Willie Nelson and family. Tomorrow morning is the free pancake breakfast at 7:30 a.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. Enjoy free scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, orange juice, and coffee. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1, the Padres over the Braves 8-3, the Royals beat the Giants 3-2, the Angels over the Cardinals 5-1, the Diamondbacks beat the Athletics 6-5. The Yankees and Pirates game was rescheduled due to inclement weather. Tonight, the Padres will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Phillies, the Angels will face the Cardinals, the Giants will go against the Royals, the Athletics will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees and Pirates will face each other in a doubleheader. In California news, The Trump administration said it is deferring more than $1 billion in Medicaid payments to Minnesota and California because of suspected fraud and noncompliance. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the actions are part of the administration's strategy to stop the fraud before it happens, rather than hold problematic actors accountable after the fraud has occurred. A three-year-old in Southern California was bitten by a rattlesnake just steps from her front door earlier this week. Addie, the daughter of Manuel Barajas, ran to the front door as a package from Amazon arrived and had been dropped over the gate into their front yard. The girl knew the package was a gift to her, but a Southern Pacific rattlesnake was hiding beneath the package, biting her left hand when she picked it up. She spent days in the hospital receiving antivenom. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Nutrien Senior Manager of Innovation Farms and Applied Agronomy, Thaddeus Bates, on how the company is currently putting artificial intelligence to work.
We see a lot of good and we see a lot of bad. When it comes to the good, it allows us to manage a large amount of data in a very short period of time, and it gives us the opportunity to slice and dice that data in the method that we need to see it. We've been saving data for 25 plus years. Now a matter of how we're going to utilize that information and make agriculture decisions off of it.
Nutrien is working with producers on a platform designed to store their data securely while keeping it accessible.
Everybody's looking to understand what one platform. So everybody has different platforms that they're working in. There are a lot of systems out there that allow us what they call the API in. So they'll connect, they'll share data. It's really a race to understand where that data is going to live. And ultimately, we want to work with our growers to house that data to make sure that they can access it and make good quality agronomic decisions from. Majority of the growers out there that have saved their data from whatever platform that they're working in is still relevant. They can still access it. The platforms are changing, and how you get to that data and how you bring it in and keep it updated has been a challenge because the methods of recording have drastically improved.
Bates says it is important that data is transferable to emerging AI platforms.
Livestock producers Western Video Market just wrapped up its Silver Legacy sale in Reno, Nevada, and what a sale it was. Tremendous buyer demand and record prices for both cattle and sheep. Their next big summer video sale is August 10th and 11th from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the consignment deadline is this Thursday, July 23rd. So let the professionals at Western Video Market go to work for you and bring top dollar for your livestock. Contact your local Western Video Market rep or visit WVMCattle.com.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Sentinel Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Since 2016, California's Healthy Soils Program has allocated more than $162 million from caps and trade proceeds through California Climate Investments to improve soil health and sequester carbon by minimizing soil organic carbon loss allocated with tillage and adding organic carbon from external inputs and plant biomass. Healthy soils practices increase soil carbon storage and help mitigate climate change. While many studies focus on cereal cropping systems in temperate climates, California's Mediterranean climate and diverse cropping systems require tailored solutions. To address this, 7 field trials were conducted in California's Central Coast region. The region's specific experiences, outcomes, and review was published by California Agriculture, the Journal of UC Agriculture and Natural Resources. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with a few clouds this morning. Highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs right around 100. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday into the weekend and Monday through Wednesday next week. 103 Friday, 104 Saturday, 100 on Sunday, upper 90s on Monday and Tuesday, 98 a week from today. Currently, it is 66 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. Investors are looking at higher crude oil prices. Brent crude, the global benchmark, rose to $95 a barrel overnight. After the Wall Street closed today, earnings come out from Google's parent company, Alphabet, Tesla, and IBM. All three of those stocks opened lower. Anthropic says it will make a huge purchase of AMD's latest generation chips. AMD shares have turned higher, up more than 0.5%. AT&T shares opened up 4.5%. The telecom giant reported upbeat earnings and it's signing up more customers for a monthly phone plan or internet service. Cal-Maine food shares opened down more than 6.5%. The egg producer lost money in its recent quarter after egg prices declined significantly. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we get ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real Atascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice. Go.
I popped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing Poe Sweet Sue. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her,
and then
he tied her up,
and then
he turned on the bus,
and then,
and then,
and then along came the morning exchange. KPRL.
All right, this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Karen will have an interesting show, timely. You've heard about the attack in Arroyo Grande of the person that is still breathing oxygen who attacked a homeless man and the Good Samaritan who helped him. They'll be talking about that, and I think both may be on. And then Dan Dow will be on to discuss with some judges sentencing recently here in the county. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here. I think the autonomous, good morning. It looks like your website has another. Because of this migration that I mentioned with the emails, because it ties into a whole bunch of things here at the station, and we were told that this was going to take a while. Now, I don't know what a while means, but I just noticed on my own emails that it eventually is going to work itself out, but it's not an easy situation because of all our computers and all the tie-ins with our networks and all this stuff. Anyway, it's being worked on, so it's just a matter of time, but it will be alleviated. I'm glad they warned us so I could mentally prepare for the
headaches that his caused, but those headaches will go away, so it's not the end of life situation or anything like that. All right, thanks. Okay, the autonomous cars, as I mentioned last hour, folks, if it's the if you're going to have 90% less accidents on the road, why not just make this the go-to? Fewer injuries, more people staying alive, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you think? Have any of you ever been in an autonomous vehicle or have, well, I guess you wouldn't say driven one, but I'm sure you can. I don't know how they work, but anyway. Now, again, the self-driving systems can occasionally misinterpret many unusual environments. And I'm wondering, because of that, in rural areas, how that would work. Because, again, when we refer to technology, you can still go to, you know, on a Google search or a Google map, and there it's not going to be accurate. So are the autonomous then just better for, you know, in and around town driving, or at least bigger areas as opposed to rural areas? I don't know for those of you, but again, technology, they improve themselves as we move away from technology. I have done that in a couple of areas regarding my equipment I use around the Rattlesnake Ranch. I have been slowly shifting to the battery charge equipment, blower. Oh, a big trimmer for the trees and bushes and so forth. I just got tired of dealing with the gas or the mix. And I know this came up a few years ago. We had some people call in who were landscapers because of the mandates in California, etc. But I mean, these people do it all day for a living. So I don't know how it's been working regarding the battery chargers. I just know that, you know, for me, I can get through most of the work I do very easily on just, I don't have to recharge it. I don't have to recharge it, and it's just boom, popping in, ready to go. It's done. I have the same amount of power that I had on the gas equipment. And it's just, I guess, to be lazy, it's easier and less expensive because I don't have to buy the gas for it anymore. I just plug it in. Doesn't take that long to charge either. So I like them. I like them. And so far, here I'm knocking on the wood, literally, that they have been very reliable. I remember the first one I bought, I kind of jokingly told the person, I said, I can't let a lot of my friends know this because they'll think I've sold out. I've given in. I've given in. But it's not the case. They work just fine. Now, I wouldn't have bought them when they first came out, you know, X amount of years ago, because I don't like buying things that are brand new on the market. I want the bugs to be removed from them first. It's like, you know, with a vehicle, a new model, not buying it, want to get, you know, see what happens down the road. But nonetheless, it's everybody's choice. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like people are not stopping as soon at the yellow lights. They want to fly through, figuring me too, me too, me too, right until the very last second. So I was making a left, and the arrow came on, and I started to make my left, and this car just flew right in front of my bumper.
Where were you making the left?
In Bakersfield.
Well,
that's where I live.
I mean, that's Bakersfield. What do you expect?
Oh, come on! I'm trying to help our community.
Come on, those, you know, those damn hillbillies in Bakersfield. They don't know how to
drive.
Don't get
snarky. I hope we don't have any of that, boss. I love that man.
No, you know, anyway. I see that a lot too. That people are doing that, and you know, again, we have an impatient society, and I'm not necessarily going to blame this. However, our lights in Paso Robles are poorly timed.
Makes it frustrating, huh?
You get frustrated because you know at certain times. Matter of fact, this happened on Sunday morning, and because you don't want to get stuck at that light at 6:30 in the morning because you're going to sit there for a minute and a half with no cars in sight. So people probably do it for various reasons, but I think that's one of them.
I've learned and I've taught my kids that if you're driving like on a curvy mountain road and you think, I can cut this corner because nobody comes up here, that's when it's going to happen. So I think we need to, anyway, I hate to tell you, and I hate to drag my baggage in, but I think we stopped enforcing the rules strictly enough to where people think they can get away with it. Stuff and they want to test how much they can get away with. So if you come up to a yellow light, I think they're going to expect you to just go, and it's hard to tell when to stop. So I'm never in a hurry. So I see yellow, I'm not going to make it. I'll sit here. But yeah, I think it's because we've grown acceptable about breaking the rules and getting away with it.
Well,
in my opinion.
The other thing, too, is, and obviously you did the right thing, because just because when your light turns green doesn't mean you should automatically go. You should look both ways before you go forward, even though it is your right-of-way.
I agree. That's why I wanted to call in to let the community know, on a green arrow, be careful.
All right, so here's a question. Would you like to see more cameras?
No. No, I loved back in the old days when they said that you have the right to be faced by your accusers. There was something about that in the legal system where you had a right to be face to face with your accuser. And I don't know. I think that's cheap. I don't know. You know how you talk about 2:00 in the morning and the cop stops you and it really, come on, buddy. But so the camera can't do that. They can't be human. They can't understand what was going on. They can't look in your eye. Now let's hire people to do this stuff. Let's hire our community members to remind us what the rules are and enforce them.
All right, sir, I'm going to put on my devil's advocate jacket, okay?
There's enough devils, but go ahead.
All right, so just like with this autonomous vehicle, if having these cameras saves lives, why not?
It goes back to, Franklin that said, if you give up your freedom for safety, you'll have neither?
Yeah, it was something I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, I want to be a cocky, I want to be that group of pigs out in the forest that doesn't get caught, that lives their own life out there and can't get corralled by the government. And just, you know what I mean? There's a funny story about comparing a herd of pigs that can't get caught to some farmer outsmarting them, and that's how communism works. They just lure you in with free corn. Pretty soon with that story, I want to be the wild pig. So, yeah, don't get no cameras on me. Leave me alone.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for being safe on the road.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, to the other line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking about traffic light timing in Paso, the person that timed or programmed the light at 17th and Riverside ought to have a gold medal. I don't know if you've ever gone through there.
Yeah, 17th and yeah. No, I've gone through there. That's where you go to Blake's.
Yeah, but when you go to try to get on the freeway there, The timing, the guy just did a good job. At times, how many cars go through there trying to make a left turn onto the freeway, and it lets you go through. And if there's no one there, the lights are just perfect there. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Well, I haven't, noticed per se, but I go through there, and it doesn't seem to be that much of an issue when I'm sitting at the stoplight.
Going which direction? Going south?
Either way, because the one when you go up there, going across the bridge on the Creston Road, particularly on Saturday and Sunday mornings, it is it's stupid.
It's congestion.
Well, yeah. There's one or two cars sitting there, and you're there for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, waiting for the damn light to change, and there's nobody there.
That's right. Yeah, that's really bad.
So,
if you go 25 miles an hour down Spring Street, you might make two of the lights, but you'll always catch one or two of the others.
Well, there's a couple of lights on Spring Street at that time, because, again, this is my pattern almost every week, that if I'm going to make a left-hand turn, that light's going to turn green pretty quickly. However, if I'm going to go straight, and, again, there's nobody on the road, that green light, I mean, the red light is going to take a while. And, again, you're sitting there, and a couple of times, I haven't done this recently, I just said, this is stupid. I feel like an idiot sitting here with nobody, and I've just gone through them.
Yeah, I'm afraid to do that because citations are super expensive.
Well, they are, but, again, I haven't done that in a couple of years. However, it's just, you know, I don't know. You can look both ways, but you never know where Barney is.
That's right. Or a motorcycle coming down. You don't see them. They're not really visible.
I don't think the motorcycle cop's going to be out there at 6:30 in the morning.
No, I mean another biker.
That's another thing. If you're driving down Spring Street, not only most times of the day, but in the morning sometimes, you're going to see these, I'll just be nice and say, some shady-looking characters on bicycles.
Yeah. That's right. That's a nice way to put it. Okay.
All right. Well, yes, I can be nice once in a while, but not often. Thank you for your phone call. That's it. Let me see here. Have you heard from Daffy lately? Yes, Daffy called in last week asking for, who was it? Oh, he wants the whomever to think about putting data centers up in Alaska. Which there are reasons why that doesn't take place because of the temperature. Although, when I was reading that last week about the temperatures, now, obviously, in parts of it's going to be extreme, but I think they have them in New York. And I don't know where in New York, but New York gets cold, extremely cold. And if it's in northern New York, that's extremely colder. So, anyway, but obviously they have the change of seasons a lot more than they would in Alaska as far as the coolness or the coldness. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL for, you can text that as well. Let's see here. What do we got going? That there, that there, that there, that there, not there. All right, also the autonomous cars, that... Okay, here's something that I saw the headline. I said, well, what's the big deal here? Okay. So the Internal Revenue Service, everybody's favorite government entity, they're getting a little pushback over the what's being called the cash grab from Spain and them winning the World Cup. Lawmakers from both parties call the potential tax burden a ripoff and too much. Okay, now, here we go. As reigning 2026 world, whatever they call them, champions, Spain won $50 million in prize money. But a large portion of that could be subject to federal taxes in the United States, potentially up to 30%. And then, again, we have folks on both sides saying this is a ripoff. And, you know, we have some saying, well, you know, we want these kind of events coming to our country, so this could be a turnoff. And so, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. Now, under tax law in the United States, certain payments to non-residential foreign athletes are generally subject to a 30% federal withholding unless reduced by a tax treaty or a different exception. Now, a couple of things here, because, again, you have these politicians grandstanding on both sides saying, oh, that's too much. They shouldn't be taxed that much. I find it funny that people on the Democratic side would be complaining about that since they like to tax the double hockey sticks out of us. The other couple of other things to consider here or think about is these countries knew when they were coming over. Okay? It wasn't a surprise. They knew this. And I'm sure the athletes, particularly the highest paid ones on those teams that all participated, knew from, well, just because they probably knew. And again, the, you know, one of the arguments is, well, we want more of these events here, et cetera, et cetera. what these I'll just say morons who are grandstanding, and that's what I'll call it. They are grandstanding. Do they realize that professional athletes generally pay between 40 and 55% in the top marginal income rates in other countries? So they're complaining about 30% here in the United States. They come to our country and have a good time and all that stuff, representing, you know, in the United States did a great job and so forth. So think about that. I wonder if any of them knew that. You know, for example, in the United Kingdom, 45%, the income tax rate, applies to all salary and bonuses. High baseline bracket with additional temporary surcharges for high earners, up to, France up to 45%, Canada up to 53.5%. And by the way, for those of you, you may not realize it, but when professional athletes within the United States travel to each town, they get taxed. They get taxed because they're earning in each particular city because the game's played. And these gosh, I hate it when they grandstand. They'll grandstand about anything. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a multifamily residential structure fire yesterday morning. The fire is located at a two-story apartment at 5470 Robles Avenue, rendering all four units of the apartment uninhabitable. The fire was knocked down about 28 minutes after dispatch, but all seven occupants have been displaced. The County Sheriff's Office released details of a successful search and rescue operation that occurred Friday, July 17th. According to a release from the Sheriff's Office yesterday, a hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park had gone on a solo hike. He contacted a family member to report he was lost and that his cell phone battery was nearly depleted. The sheriff's office quickly launched a coordinated rescue operation, and the hiker was found uninjured. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper low 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Dignified transfer this morning at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. The fourth fallen U.S. soldier, now identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Angel Rampersad of Queens, New York. She was killed by an Iran missile strike at the U.S. base in Jordan. President Trump, attending, says he has no interest in meeting with Tehran until they're ready to convene in a meaningful way. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Manila.
Ships are trying to go through the straits and they're getting blown up. Commercial ships are going through the straits and they're being blown up. The United States is defending that shipping and, in addition, is targeting the places that are launching against those ships to continue to degrade Iran's ability to target and harm global shipping.
Tropical storm Bertha pounding wind, rain, and surf across the Gulf shores. Warnings from Okaloosa, Florida to Morgan City, Louisiana, including New Orleans. America is listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Lots of sunshine today. Highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And we're going to warm up, y'all. Here we go. On Thursday, upper 90s. 102 on Friday. 103 on Saturday. Upper 90s Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And what the heck, Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:04 a.m., 8:16 p.m., we are at 69 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, 9.5 minutes away from 8. Here at The Right Choice, KPRL.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All right, it's coming up. Hard to believe, a cruising weekend, the 33rd annual Hot El Camino Cruise Night. That's August 21st through August 22nd. Of course, the cruise night kicks off the weekend of Friday starting at 6:30 throughout Atascadero and down El Camino Real. Also, the 35th annual Atascadero Lake Car Show, Saturday the 22nd from 10 till 3. And also, Dancing in the Streets, the 10th annual, will take place Saturday the 22nd, 5 till 10, and then downtown Atascadero. For information about this, you can just go to visitatascadero.com and have some fun. Have some fun. All right. Also, the Templeton, the Templeton Women's Charitable Group, which, by the way, was founded in 1913. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of others in the northern San Luis Obispo County, and they do so through scholarships, Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School. And they've increased the scholarships, and that's 3 scholarships they award on a yearly basis. So if you'd like to find out more and help out, TempletonWomen'sClub.org. Nice and simple. TempletonWomen'sClub.org. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All righty, it's 8 minutes away from 8 at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel and just one block north of the park in Paso Robles. Okay, on the Wednesday, kind of a short list, we have a father and son combination. Who gets top billing? Chris, who would get top billing in a father-son birthday on the same day?
What do you mean top billing?
Well, somebody's going to get top billing, right?
Well, I don't know what top billing means.
Well, here or here?
Oh, like who gets listed first?
Well, who's going to get treated like the Kang?
Oh, okay. Well, the son.
Well, let's say the son is 35 and the dad is 75.
Okay, so they're both adults. Not what I was expecting.
Well, I have no idea how old these guys are.
Fair enough. I mean, probably up to the family, but still, I might just say the son.
All right. Maybe if he's under 18. After that, all bets are off. All right, Chip Stanley and Joe Stanley. And we also have Richard Rapp, Robert Lins. Let's see here. Jim Toomer, Jonathan Lara. And all it says here is Samantha. She must be a movie star or a singer. Just the name, first name. And then Matt and Susan Hall. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, let's see here. The mother of one of the sleaziest families of all time, Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy, 1890-1995. Onward we go on the list. We have Dan Rowan, Rowan and Martin's Leffen, 1922-1987. Bob Dole, 1923-2021. Margaret Whiting, the singer, 1924-2011. Orson Bean, the actor, but many may remember him from
Tell the Truth and I've Got a Secret, a game show panelist, 1928-2020. Oscar De La Renta, the fashion designer, 1932-2014. Nurse Ratched, Louise Fletcher, 1934-2022. Any day now. Chuck Jackson, 1937-2023. The actor Terrence Stamp, 1938-2025. We have a local connection here. Alex Trebek, 1940-2020. You can tragedy. Thomas Wayne, the singer, 1940. By the way, his younger brother, Luther, he was a lead guitarist for Johnny Cash. Thomas Wayne passed away in 1971. George Clinton, the Parliament, you know, Funkadelics and all that stuff, 1941. Bobby Sherman, 1943, passed away last year. Estelle Bennett of the fabulous Rhinoceros. The Ronettes, 1944. 2009 from Supertramp, Ricky Davies, 1944. Cy Young Award and the Sparkster himself, Sparky Lyle, 1944. Good actor, Danny Glover, 1946. Albert Brooks, he's quite the character. He was born in 1947. From the Eagles, Don Henley, 1947. Cliff Johnson, baseball, 1947. Oh, William DeVoe, he's another good actor, 1955. Keith Sweet, from he's a singer, 1961. Also on the list, David Spade. Always get a kick out of him. He was born in 1964. Pro wrestler Shawn Michaels, 1965. One of the best. Tim Brown, 1966. Onward we go here. Colin Ferguson, the actor, 1972. Mike Sweeney, not a bad baseball player, catcher, 1973. And Keegan Allen, the actor, 1989. And Madison Pettis, the actress, 1998. Passing away on this day, Ozzy Osbourne, 2025. John Dillinger, 1934 is when he passed away. Now, this guy was credited with inventing the potato chip, which would put him as one of the greatest Americans of all time, although there are, let's just say, recipes of potato chips published before this. But anyway, George Crumb, 1914. Chuck Mangione, 2025. Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls passed away in 2008. And who else do we have on the list here? Oh, Carl Sandburg, the, I don't know, is he poet or writer? I don't know, whatever. He died in 1967. And Flo Ziegfeld Jr. passed away in 1932. And I believe, Cassius Marcellus Clay. No, not Muhammad Ali. He was the American politician, the anti-slavery advocate. He passed away on this day in 1903. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is I don't know if this may be the only one, but Tim Brown went to high school in Texas, Woodrow Wilson High School, and as far as I know, it's the only high school that has produced two Heisman Trophy winners. Well, even though this high school had a Heisman Trophy, future Heisman Trophy winner, an All-American and Pro Football Hall of Famer on it, during his years there, they were 4-25-1. By the way, he didn't play football as a freshman because he was forbidden to do so by his mother. So what did he do? Well, he joined the football team as a sophomore, and he kind of hit it from his family and mom. She found out about it when the band leader called his house asking why he was no longer at band practices. It kind of turned out okay for the family and Tim Brown. He ends up going to Notre Dame, where he becomes an All-American, sets 19 school records. He's chosen first round, sixth overall by the then Los Angeles Raiders, and he played with the Raiders most of his career, except for the last year in Tampa. And he was just an amazing person to watch on a football field. Tim Brown at the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's next regular meeting will be this afternoon at 4 at the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Action items on this meeting's agenda pertain to the groundwater sustainability fees to be placed on the tax roll. You can attend in person or watch online. For the Mid-State Fair, the Beef Breeding Show starts at 8 a.m. today in the Paso Robles Pavilion. The Ladies Open Breakaway starts at 8:30 a.m. at the Hearst Equestrian Center. The fair opens at 4 p.m. today. Tomorrow morning is the free pancake breakfast at 7:30 a.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
All-American Heisman Trophy, nine-time Pro Bowler, also had almost 15,000 receiving yards, caught 100 touchdown passes, and his return yards was almost 5,000 all around. Is something else. He was just fun to watch. He just was. Tim Brown. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.